Well, thankfully for all of those that were concerned at the reduction of the red eye service in Carindona and Derrybeg, it's proposed now that that will not go ahead, that the service will be maintained as we've always had it, which is there would be a 24-hour or out-of-hour service right through the night in those two centres. And now the partners that are involved in this year will be discussing as to how they can resource the delivery of that service into the future. So this is a huge relief. It's been going on for far too long at this point in time. We've made it very clear it was a red line issue, and I'm glad that the pilot scheme that was operated for over 10 days showed that there's a need for those services to be maintained in Derrybeg and Carindona during the red eye hours.
Do you believe this decision was made off the findings of that pilot scheme, or was it as a result of pressure?
Well, I believe that there's both. I think, and I've always said it, that it would be unsafe to actually reduce the red eye service in the first instance. We know that this was attempted as far back as 2011. It wasn't safe then, it's not safe now. The fact that 20% of calls during that period to the centres were from the National Ambulance Services shows you how important and how necessary it is to have a doctor and a GP service there at that time. So that's what the pilot scheme uncovered, we're led to believe, and that's the reason why it will not be the service will not be reduced. But the fact that 15,000 people have signed a petition, we've had public meetings, we've had marches, the community have really rallied behind their service, behind some of the GPs who want to maintain the service as well.
Well, on that point, some people are blaming or pointing to some GPs for wanting these cuts. Will that cause any problem if there is resistance among GPs?
Well, as I said from the very, very start of this, and that this goes back a number of years, is that what needs to happen here is that the GPs need to be adequately resourced so that this service can continue into the future. The HSE withdrew funding from the service 5 years ago and threw the service into difficulties. There was difficulties in terms of how the service was arranged in the first instance, which had put serious pressure on rural GPs in the county. But all those challenges can be overcome. Unfortunately, the way they tried to overcome them was to reduce the service. That simply isn't going to happen now. It's off the table at this point in time. And what they need to now look at is how do they actually get the resources to continue the service into the future, which I believe that they'll be able to achieve.